Today is Wednesday, November 20th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Absurdity Day, National Education Support Professional Day, or Professionals Day, National Child Day, and National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. I always like to end on a food because normally I have more to say about food than I do about anything else, really. I'm not a big fudge person. There are so many things that I'm not a big of. I was just thinking, there are so many foods where I will say, you know, I'm not a big blank person. It's not that I don't like it. It's just I wouldn't choose it. If it was served to me, I would eat it. But normally, fudge is not something that I would order or buy at the store, etc., or make at home. But I do like peanut butter, and I think I would like a peanut butter fudge more than a chocolate fudge. I think I would. And I know Daniel Brewer is listening to this right now and saying, oh my God, Adam, peanut butter fudge sounds ridiculously good because he loves peanut butter and he hates chocolate. So peanut butter fudge, perfect, because there's no chocolate. So as he's running and listening to this, Daniel, peanut butter fudge, peanut butter fudge, peanut butter fudge. All right. Speaking of Daniel, he messaged me the other day. He's like, change of plans. We're recording on Friday. It's like, oh, okay. So we had been talking about the weekend. I don't think we have any contact because I've been messing around with the script. I'm looking. Well, heck. I can't find the spreadsheet that has... Oh, there it is. There it is. If browsers didn't remember places that you went often, I don't know, because bookmarks and all that kind of bullshit is so difficult to do. Or to remember, like, oh, where did I put the bookmark, you know? I like it just being able to type part of the address in the bar and it just comes up. That's what I typically do. No contact. But what I was going to say, well, actually, I'll save that because let's do things in order. So there's no contact, but I know I was talking about the weekend, so we're going to wrap it up. So we went out to eat Saturday night, had a lovely meal. We did the wine pairing, and we both were served too much wine. I'll just say that. Which doesn't happen very often. Normally a wine pairing, you get like a little bit of a buzz, but you're okay. No, this was, we weren't falling down, but we were definitely feeling the wine. And so anyway, we went back, we didn't have a very good night's sleep because even though it was probably 33 outside, it was so hot in our room. And Mark thought he had turned on the air conditioner. Oh, sorry. Man, I'm sleepy. Mark thought he had turned on the air conditioner and whatever he did not work. And so we were kicking the covers off of us, off of our legs all night long. And finally I got up. I was like, let me look at this. And he had turned the temperature down, but he didn't put it on cool. So just nothing was kicking on because he had it on heat, but had the temperature way low. So I fixed it and then we were able to get a couple hours of sleep. But anyway, we got up and we had breakfast. They had a free breakfast and we're kind of suckers for free breakfast, even though at those hotels, like we were at a Town Place Inn by Marriott. And you know, those places, they're free breakfast. You want to watch out for Continental breakfast, because Continental breakfast you're going to get cereal and maybe toast. If you want, sometimes they will have that waffle machine on the side. I don't know if, I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about. That is, you've hit the jackpot if you go to like a Holiday Inn. Back in the day, that was where you wanted to stay, Holiday Inn. And they have a waffle machine. But anyway, continental breakfast, I want some eggs, I want some bacon, I want some sausage. I don't like sausage, but I want hash browns, some sort of breakfast potato, really, is what I want. And supposedly, that was the type of breakfast they had, because they advertised it as a hot breakfast. And now, maybe some of these hotels that have the waffle iron, or whatever it's called, maybe they call that a hot breakfast because the waffle is hot. It would be disgraceful if you said hot breakfast just because you had a toaster. But maybe some hotels do that. So they had a chafing dish with scrambled eggs. They had a chafing dish with some kind of sausages and bacon, I want to say. Then they had, I think the chafing dish with the eggs had eggs and sausage. Other chafing dish with, what was in the other chafing dish? Gravy, sausage gravy. And they had biscuits, but they were cold biscuits that they just keep them in the refrigerator already cooked, and they put them out and they're cold. And so the only way to heat them up was to cut it in half and put it in the toaster. So I was like, I'm not hungry when I get up in the mornings. It's just not. And my stomach doesn't handle, I'm turning into my mother, but my stomach doesn't handle eating too early. I've always been this way. I used to love eggs for breakfast every morning, and I would throw up after. Every morning, my mom would cook me eggs. I would cry. I would like be, please cook me fried eggs, because I love sunny side up fried egg. She would, and then I would throw up. It was like some temporary allergy, because I love eggs now, and I'm not allergic to them. But, so I just, you know, that's the kind of breakfast that I like. And I also cannot eat early. But I was like, okay, I'm just going to have one biscuit with just a tiny little bit of gravy, just a little drizzle of gravy. And I'm going to have just a tiny little scoop of scrambled eggs, and that's it. I couldn't even eat all of that. My stomach just wasn't ready. Probably because of the alcohol as well the night before. My stomach was not ready for food. But I did go ahead and, you know, I had the food. But I didn't finish all of it. And then we went back to the room. We got dressed, yada, yada. This car, I was so tempted. It was just a Ford. It was an SUV, but this rental car that I rented, it was a Ford. I wonder if the app will say what it was. Let's see. It was a Ford. Come on, Avis, load. We don't have all day. The music's going to run out. So I want to look at trips and past. Hopefully this will load. It was a... Oh, were they not going to tell me what kind of car it was? Well, they may not tell me. But it was a Ford. It was a Ford. It was an SUV. It was... they do not have... I think I have an email, but I'm Ford Edge. There it is. Ford Edge, four wheel drive. Let me just make sure. I'm going to Google that. Is Ford Edge an SUV? Yes. I really liked it. It has a big, huge screen in the middle, and it has Bluetooth connectivity for Android Auto. It's a nice size for an SUV. Not bad looking. I'm sure they make it in my favorite color, which is gray. And I'm getting old. I'm tired of having to sit so low down in my car. Anyway, So yeah, we loved our, well, we loved the Android Auto experience in our Ford Edge, but we put, and another thing that I didn't know you can do in Android Auto now is you can add stops. So we put the rental car return and a gas station nearby to go to both. Did that, got gas, returned the car, super simple because I'm a President's Club member, and went to the airport. All right, we're going to end there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.